now. Priebus speaks out. Trump words to cops spark controversy. I am Barton Eckert. President Trump was criticized by immigrant and LGBT groups during his visit to Long Island on Friday afternoon when he talked about combating the MS-13 gang violence. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum says others are condemning him for seeming to encourage police brutality.
Even if it was just a joke, people, including some officers, applauded when the president said cops shouldn't be so nice to suspects.
Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over. Like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
The Suffolk County Police Department later released a statement saying they do not tolerate roughing up prisoners. Gainesville PD spokesman Ben Tobias wrote on Twitter, quote, I'm a cop. I do not agree with or condone POTUS's remarks today on police brutality. Those that applauded and cheered should be ashamed. Steve Kastenbaum on Long Island.
Outgoing White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus says that he formally resigned from his job when it became clear the president wanted to go in a different direction. Trump has picked Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly as his new Chief of Staff. Speaking to CNN, Priebus said he remains a Trump fan.
I support him in making sure that the American people see and realize the work that he's done. I think we could do better here in making sure that people realize that and see it. He deserves it. He's been a great president, and I look forward to continuing to help him.
Senator John McCain is expected to start cancer treatment next week in Arizona. The Republican was recently diagnosed with a brain tumor. He came back to D.C. this week to take part in the Senate debate on health care. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Well, the rain is the news, but how bad is it going to get for the metro area?
Heavy rain across the D.C. metro area as we continue under a flood warning. Weather Channel meteorologist Todd Borick says this is going to continue for a while.
It's unfortunately just going to be a rough about 24 to 36 hours or so before things really calm down by Sunday.
We'll check the complete WMAL Weather Channel forecast in just a moment. I'm Lee Graham on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Lee, thank you. And the Sterling, Virginia office of the Weather Service issued that flood warning for the D.C. area and some suburban areas that originally was supposed to expire at midnight last night. A Maryland police officer convicted of hitting a suspect with his cruiser during a chase has been sentenced to probation. The Prince George's County State's Attorney's Office tweeted out that County Officer Juan Hernandez received a suspended 2-year sentence late Friday with 2 years of probation. Hernandez, who was convicted of second-degree assault back in May, must also complete 100 hours of community service. A retired priest turned himself in to face allegations that he inappropriately touched a teenage girl 14 years ago in Virginia. Fairfax County Police announced that 86-year-old Gervasi Kane of Loretto, Pennsylvania, is charged with taking indecent liberties with a 15-year-old girl under his supervision back in 2003. A complaint was withdrawn and reopened this year. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. A couple of problems through Virginia. We'll start there. I-95 southbound just before Backlick Road. There's one lane through there that's taken out completely from a crash. The other lanes are moving okay, but the streets are wet, so just go slow around there. I-66 westbound just before Nutley Street. Right lane also blocked through that stretch because of an incident that's going on now. Maryland Highway 4 northbound just past Chesapeake Beach. Watch for an accident there on the right shoulder. No big delay, just onlookers. And here in the district, we've got some flooded out streets. Pennsylvania Avenue, Massachusetts. Remember, turn around, don't drown if you suspect the water's too high to drive through. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. The flash flood warning got extended from midnight last night through 6 this morning, so that just expiring in the last minute or two. But that doesn't mean the complete risk is over. We're under a flash flood watch through at least 2 this afternoon. Showers likely to continue. High today 75, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, though, much different than today. Lots of sunshine, 82 for an afternoon high on Sunday. Right now, with light rain and drizzle at Reagan National, it's 72 degrees. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. At 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Then at 7, it's The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10, Financial Safari at 11, Dr. Tom Rosell live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Tax compliance can be a real pain for business. That's why I'd like to tell you about Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax and other business taxes with real-time rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out how the good people at Avalara can help you out at avalara.com. That's A-V-A-L-A-R-A.com.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
I noticed you immediately. Who wouldn't? Your confident, no-drama ease, your low demands, your promise to stay true. And while others lasted for just a year, your beauty will last for 5 years. You may be the most beautiful mortgage I've ever met.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Row.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 ARM requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houtman, our producer this morning. And where do we begin? Reince Priebus out, of course, and John Kelly in. And we're going to tell you a lot about John Kelly this morning. We'll be talking with John Gizzi, also with Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel. We'll get their perspectives on change at the White House. And Reince Priebus on CNN and on Fox News last night. Very gracious comments about President Trump. And I'm sure you've heard it by now, but President Trump announced via Twitter on Friday that he is replacing the former Republican Party chairman, Reince Priebus, with the Secretary of Homeland Security, General John Kelly. And very gracious, Reince Priebus. Wolf Blitzer tried to bait him a little bit on CNN last night and really dig into the dirt, but Reince wouldn't go there, stayed very, very gracious. And these are some of the comments that Reince Priebus made in his conversation with Wolf Blitzer on change at the White House.
The president was great. He wanted to include me in figuring out how and who would be a great successor and a good chief of staff. I think General Kelly is a brilliant pick.
And as he continued on with Wolf Blitzer, just a very gracious segment with Reince Priebus.
I'm going to honor the president every day. I'm going to honor his agenda, and I'm going to honor our country. And I'm not going to get into all of this personal stuff. A privilege. It was an honor, and I look forward to continuing to help.
So you get a tone of how that went, and it is what a lot of people are saying, time for a reset, and that's some of the conversation around Washington, and here's what Reince Priebus had to say about that.
I think it's a good time to hit the reset button. I think he was right to hit the reset button, and I think that it was something that I think the White House needs. I think it's healthy, and I support him in it. He knows, I think, intuitively, when things need to change. I've seen it now for a year and a half on this wild ride with the president that I loved being a part of. But he intuitively determined that it was time to do something differently. And I think he's right. The president and I had an understanding. We've talked about this many times. And we ultimately decided that yesterday was a good day and that we would work together. And I think that General Kelly is a great pick.
So there you get a sense of the tone and the feelings of Reince Priebus. And we saw a similar situation when Sean Spicer left his role at the White House, or announced that he is leaving the White House. Both men still serving in roles for a short period of time in the transition period, so it's not like they were right out the door. So John Kelly is inbound at the White House. And what do you know about John Kelly and what he brings over from the Department of Homeland Security? Well, he is a career military man. He's worked for the government nearly his entire life, hasn't necessarily always embraced the political arena, and of course now he is, boy, dead center. He had retired from the military, and it was 8 months after that when President Trump tapped him after the November election to run the Department of Homeland Security. Now, what's kind of interesting is he said in an interview, he was talking with CNN back in June, he said that the call from Trump's transition team about joining the administration came out of the blue, and he turned to his wife to get her thoughts. Interesting, because there's been a lot of media attention on how President Trump is bringing in people who are so close, as he did with Anthony Scaramucci, and he's got family surrounding him at the White House, and he doesn't trust anybody in the White House, yada, yada, yada. But then he brings in John Kelly, who he has not known that long, because the whole idea of Kelly joining the administration, as John Kelly said back in June, it was out of the blue. So very interesting. And, you know, what a strong, strong candidate to be the chief of staff. Great military background. He's born and raised in Boston and graduated from the University of Massachusetts. You may know General Kelly's son, Robert Michael Kelly, was killed in combat in Afghanistan in 2010. General Kelly served in the military for nearly five decades, and he was the chief of Southern Command. He was senior assistant to the Secretary of Defense and legislative liaison to Congress, and he served tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. So a wealth of experience and, you know, the military discipline that General Kelly will bring into the White House in the role of chief of staff, hopefully will be welcome change at the White House and maybe calm some of the media hysteria that's been swirling around Washington for the past 6 months. Well, it is 6:14. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Clearly a lot to cover. And, you know, our team of experts to join us this morning, including Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We're going to get Tony's latest read on North Korea and the whole enforcement effort against MS-13. And in all of the hurricanes swirling around Jeff Sessions this week, you may or may not have heard that Attorney General Sessions was down in El Salvador working with the El Salvadoran government that made arrests down in El Salvador on the MS-13 gang. And we're going to find out a lot more about MS-13 when we talk to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. And as we mentioned earlier, we'll be talking with John Gizzi and Mercedes Schlapp about the change at the White House. Writes Priebus out. John Kelly in. Jennifer Harper will join us from the Washington Times. Of course, she writes Inside the Beltway, and we're going to have an interesting look at some of the poll numbers going around out there in how the American people feel, including whether they think journalists should be fined for inaccurate stories. Write a ticket. Boy, they'd be going through ticket books left and right in D.C. if they actually were to enforce something like that. And also, we're going to hear about Hillary Clinton's new book and the makeover the book has taken. So, interesting stuff. We got a lot more to cover, all coming up on the Saturday Morning Update. Time now for a check of the traffic and weather.
From the Elite Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. A couple of problems on the Beltway. Wet streets causing delays all over the metro area. Beltway outer loop just before Connecticut, you've got one right lane only getting by from this crash. Beltway inner loop just before Kenilworth, that's Avenue 23. We've got two of the left lanes blocked through there. That's a work zone that's out, believe it or not, and they're pushing everybody to the right to get through. Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Maryland, southbound just near New York Avenue. Police are out there directing traffic. Watch for possible delays through that stretch. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for showers today, as if we need more rain. High temperature 73, 60% chance of precip today, but that'll open up a beautiful day on Sunday. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 82. Monday, sunny with a high of 86, and sunny on Tuesday with a high of 88. Outside now in Washington, kind of a soggy 70 degrees, and we're only heading up to 73 this afternoon. 6:17 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, we used to talk about the 24-hour news cycle. It's almost like the 24-minute news cycle these days. There's such a volume of news coming out, and so much stuff doesn't get covered during the week. You know, you might have seen Foxconn, the Taiwanese company coming into the United States with a huge plant and a multi-billion-dollar deal that's being done with Foxconn, and there was an event at the White House, but probably didn't see it. I mean, just because of everything else that's going on out there. Again, Jeff Sessions, the enforcement actions with El Salvador and MS-13. It doesn't necessarily rise to the headlines when all of the political drama and intrigue is floating around out there. Here's one I'm not sure that you caught because it was sort of buried. Came out in, actually over last weekend, but it's an interesting story, and if you didn't hear this, you should. It's not a very long one here. One of the headlines at CNN was, Schumer throws Hillary under the bus, with a question mark on it. Now, the Democrats came out this week with the art of the deal. Now Democrats say their economic agenda is a better deal, okay? Well, you saw the press, you know, Schumer out there in Berryville with a bunch of Democrats saying how they're going to do such great things for the working man, etc. Well, last weekend, in sort of a preview of that reset, Chuck Schumer made the following comments in the Washington Post. Now, the headline in the Post, Trump had the art of the deal. Now Democrats say their economic agenda is a better deal. So that's the headline, a positive spin for the Democrats. If you went six paragraphs into the story, this is what Schumer said about Hillary Clinton and the election. quote, "When you lose to somebody who has 40% popularity, you don't blame other things. Comey, Russia, you blame yourself." Wow. Strong words. But apparently there wasn't any video or audio on that. It was an interview, but I maybe there is floating around out there. I haven't been able to find it. You know, it was a print, quote-unquote print. Can we say print anymore? Are we allowed to say print? I mean, it's digital and print. I don't know. It was a print interview. And, you know, typically when there is a print interview, there is at least audio. But I couldn't find any audio on it. But it's print. But I will repeat it. When you lose to somebody who has 40% popularity, you don't blame other things. Comey, Russia, you blame yourself. Senator Chuck Schumer saying in the interview. And he went on to say, so what did we do wrong? Well, people just didn't know what we stood for, just that we were against Trump. And they still believe that. And that's backed up with a Washington Post ABC News poll where 37% of Americans say that the Democratic Party currently stands for something. 37% say they stand for something. 52% said the Democratic Party, quote, just stands against Trump. That same poll found Trump's overall approval rating has deteriorated to 36%. And as they point out so succinctly in the Washington Post, making him the most unpopular president of the modern era at this point in his presidency. Oh, and you have the entire mainstream media gunning for you. That could have a few points effect. This is great. I always love Nancy Pelosi's comments. She went on and was quoted in the same article, said in an interview that the new focus, quote, is not a course correction, but it's a presentation correction. Classic Nancy Pelosi. It's not a course correction. It's a presentation correction. Well, Nancy, you need to change course and presentation. You need a double correction there. Well, again, we have a lot to talk about. The North Koreans firing off yet another missile. Iranian boat, you know, buzzes U.S. boats. We had to fire warning shots there. The whole debate on Capitol Hill with health care that we haven't even touched on yet. Where does that go next? You know, listening to the media, you'd say it's all dead in the water, and it was a huge humongous failure. It ain't over till it's over. I'm sure they'll come back. They'll work on it again. They'll get back at it. But, of course, when you've got a media that wants to criticize the president, criticize the Republican senators and congressmen, of course, you're going to make it look like it's fatal. But they'll come back, and they will work on it. At least that's what we're hearing. It is 6:22. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
How do you know you're getting first-class financial advice? Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. The Wise Investor Group has been recognized in Barron's, Northern Virginia Magazine, the Financial Times, and Washingtonian Magazine for the quality of our investment and financial planning advice. Experience the difference a nationally recognized wealth management firm can provide. Call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Do some of the rooms in your home feel like a sauna in the summer? EnergyStar.gov reports that a standard double-pane window allows approximately 75% of the sun's heat into your home. That sounds miserable. Thompson Creek Windows can reduce the solar heat gain coming in through windows to keep you comfortable all summer long and reduce your cooling bills. That sounds better to me. Mary Walter here, and you'll love what Thompson Creek Windows will do for your home. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and are completely accountable to you. And listen up, homeowners. Here's something that you don't want to miss. For the first time ever, save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. That's thompsoncreek.com. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Mary Walter here. If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, check out 50 Floor. It couldn't be more convenient. One of their flooring experts will come to your home on your schedule. 50 Floor will help you find the perfect flooring with recommendations to fit your lifestyle based on your unique needs and your budget. You can see how samples look in your lighting with your furniture. And installation, it's so easy. 50 Floor moves all your furniture for you. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, you're going to love 50 Floor. During the month of July, you'll get 60% off. So schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. That's $100 off in addition to 60% savings during the month of July. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That's 50floor.com. 50floor.com.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone. We'll be knocking at your door.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And we've seen Donald Trump over the years, some of his frustration with the media and lawsuits against the media, things like that. And he's been criticized for that. Well, how about George Clooney? George Clooney, this is a story from the Associated Press. Clooney says photographers who captured images of him and his wife, that's the human rights lawyer Amal Clooney, you've seen her, the photographers who captured images of he and his wife cradling their newborn twins will be, quote, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Pictures were published by French magazine Voici. They were taken at the Clooney residence in the Lombardy region of Italy. The magazine claims the photos are the first to be made public of twins Ella and Alexander, who were born June 6th. The actor says the photographers, quote, scaled our fence, climbed our tree, and illegally took pictures of our infants inside our home. He adds that the photographers, the photo agency, and the magazine will face prosecution because the safety of the couple's children demands it. So let's see how Clooney fares against the paparazzi. That will be interesting.
It's the model year end at Nissan. And right now, we're giving you the bottom line on our best lineup ever. Get big model year-end savings on Rogue, America's best-selling SUV. Titan, with America's best limited truck warranty. And the last of our 2017 lineup. Hurry in to Nissan's bottom line model year-end event and save up to $10,760 on select models. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on 12 models. Plus, check out the brand new Nissan Rogue Sport, the agile addition to the Nissan Rogue family. Bottom line, these offers end soon. Shop your local Nissan dealer and choose Nissan.com. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, up to $2,778 per month per thousand financed for 72 months. Up to $10,760 on 2017 Titan XD, $8,500 cash back, $500 MMAC cash, and $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package savings. Offers vary by model. Finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details on offers, sales data sources, and warranty information. Offers end 7/31/17.
Coming up on the Saturday morning update, 6:30 news is next, and we'll chat with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. So what can Congress learn from the military? She'll tell us. There's a Gallup poll out, and boy, they need to learn from somebody now, don't they? Also coming up on the program this morning with Jennifer, we're going to be talking about Hillary Clinton's new book. It's called What Happened? Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us later on this morning. We're going to talk with Tony about the MS-13 enforcement efforts launched by the administration, the latest North Korea missile launch, the reaction in Japan, Russia now threatening to take sanctions against the United States in exchange for the sanctions the U.S. is taking against Russia. Reports last night saying that President Trump will go ahead and sign the legislation that's been passed on Capitol Hill for those Russia sanctions. We're going to talk to John Gizzi a bit later on this morning about changes at the White House with Reince Priebus out, John Kelly in, and also we'll talk with John Gizzi about the Senate healthcare situation and what's next on the healthcare bill. Ugh. That's all coming up. Saturday morning update. Stay with us.
Good morning. It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Be safe if you're out this morning. We'll have a complete check of your WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center in just a moment. Just getting word from the National Weather Service office that this flood warning did expire this morning at 6, but we are still under a flood watch for the entire D.C. metro area through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Quite a few street closures in downtown D.C. We'll get you updated on that in just a moment. President Trump was the target of protesters from immigrants and LGBT communities on Long Island yesterday, where he went to speak about eradicating the violent MS-13 gang. Trump also facing criticism from people, including some cops, after he seemed to encourage police brutality. Here's correspondent Steve Castlebaum.
When President Trump spoke at the Suffolk County Police Academy, he said that officers shouldn't be so nice to people they've arrested.
Like, don't hit their head, and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away.
Soon after, the Suffolk Police Department put out a statement saying they have strict rules and procedures relating to the handling of prisoners. Violations of those rules are treated extremely seriously, and they do not tolerate roughing up prisoners. Ben Tobias of the Gainesville PD tweeted, quote, I'm a cop. I do not agree with or condone POTUS's remarks today on police brutality. Those that applauded and cheered should be ashamed, end quote. Steve Kastenbaum on Long Island.
Meanwhile, Trump has accepted the resignation of Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and promoted Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly to take his place. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. A couple of problems on the Beltway. Wet streets causing delays all over the metro area. Beltway outer loop just before Connecticut, you've got one right lane only getting by from this crash. Beltway inner loop just before Kenilworth, that's Avenue 23. We've got two of the left lanes blocked through there. That's a work zone that's out, believe it or not, and they're pushing everybody to the right to get through. And here in the district, Pennsylvania Avenue westbound between 26th to M Street, all of those lanes are blocked. That's a work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Flood warning expired this morning at 6 after getting extended from last night, but we are still under a flood watch. That's going to be in effect until 2 this afternoon. 90% chance of showers through the morning hours, decreasing to about a 70% chance for the afternoon, and then 40% chance overnight before it comes to sunshine and clear nights beginning tomorrow, Sunday. Right now, light rain drizzle downtown and at Reagan National, 72 degrees. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news, we are stopping all around the world. We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this This is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us. And to help put part of the week into perspective, we are joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Hillary Clinton's forthcoming book entitled What Happened? Well, what happened in the production of the book?
Yeah, what happened? How about all of this? We knew that Mrs. Clinton was going to come out with a book. Originally, it was supposed to be a collection of essays about topics that meant a great deal to her. And they've just done a 180-degree turnaround on this because Simon & Schuster, the major publisher that is handling all of this, issued a press release right at the end of the week here that was very, very strategically crafted. And indeed, Hillary Clinton's new book is simply titled What Happened, not What Happened, no, What Happens with question marks or anything. It's just plain What Happened, period. And Simon & Schuster is saying, and here's a key phrase, she lays out how the 2016 election was marked by an unprecedented assault on our democracy by a foreign adversary. So, you know, they're picking up that narrative right away, and they're going to hammer on it once the book comes out. And Simon & Schuster says that Mrs. Clinton will be analyzing the evidence and connecting the dots, and saying that for the first time, Hillary Rodham Clinton reveals what she was thinking and feeling during one of the most controversial and unpredictable presidential elections in history. And free from the constraints of running, Hillary takes you inside the intense personal experience of becoming the first woman nominated for president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, they refer to the election as being marked by rage, sexism, exhilarating highs, infuriating lows, stranger-than-fiction twists, Russian interference, and an opponent who broke all the rules. Hilariously enough, and by the way, Rick, this is a big book. It's over 500 pages long, so there's 500 pages of all of that you just heard. But, you know, when things like this come out, this is when the Twitterverse, the whole realm, the social media realm, goes crazy. And immediately after Simon & Schuster announced this, there was a hashtag on Twitter called Better Names for Hillary's Book. And let me tell you, Rick, it drew hundreds and hundreds of very gleeful parodies and suggestions for a better title than What Happened to the Book and for the book. And a lot of it was very sarcastic. Some of it was pretty X-rated. I can't go into any of that this morning, but a couple of the pro-Hillary people came through. But just a couple of the more mild suggestions as to what Mrs. Clinton should have named her book, they included, It's Your Fault, Ooh. The Audacity of Nope, Trumped, and Always the Bridesmaid. So that's what's up with Hillary, 519 wow. pages, coming out September the 12th.
First thing I'm going to look at in the book is the index to see if Bleach It comes up or Tarmac / Lynch or Benghazi, Uranium comes up. Oh. Well, after the week on Capitol Hill, after the scolding from John McCain, the Congress still has some learning to do. And you have a very interesting note from Gallup as to what Congress can learn from the military.
Yes, this one's really pretty significant. It's coming from the Gallup poll, but it's coming from the director of the Gallup poll. That is Frank Newport. And this is what he has to say. Americans have given the military the highest confidence rating of any institution in America's society for nearly two decades. And he has discovered, as they looked at it over the years, that the public continues to revere and respect the really traditional old-school values of our fighting forces, Rick. And here's a couple of the numbers. 93% of Americans call the military personally courageous. 91% say our troops are professional. 82% call them honest and ethical. 80% say they're innovative. And another 78% have a great deal or quite a bit of confidence in the military. And lawmakers, Mr. Newport says, can learn a thing or two from those in uniform. He says, what could members of Congress who are worried about their low standing in the public's eye learn from the military? One insight simply comes down to competence. That is getting the job done well. Obviously a trait many Americans ascribe to the military, but few to Congress. And we've talked about this before. Sometimes the ratings of Congress in Gallup poll itself went down to 9%. Currently it's around 20%. And Mr. Newport goes on to say, another insight comes from the public's view of members of the military as being courageous, selfless, and willing to sacrifice themselves for the greater good. Previous research shows that Americans, in contrast, view members of Congress as responsive not to the collective will of the people, but to special interests, lobbyists, and partisan leaders. Anyway, he goes on and on about that, but he's really touching on something that at the moment, our military are role models, and America is watching this.
I think we're all concerned about the inaccuracies in news stories, a.k.a. fake news. But what do the American people think about what to do about it? Is there some kind of retribution for the media?
Yeah, I'm going to hit you over the head with another poll this early in the morning. But this one is really unique and interesting. And it's coming from an Economist YouGov poll, and it's a media poll with some very, very unusual findings. And I'll do the predictable ones first. How about this? The majority of Americans, 51%, now disapprove of the news media's treatment of President Trump. Of course, there's a big partisan divide, 77% of Republicans and 26% of Democrats agree with this. Again, this is an Economist YouGov poll. But here's the very interesting thing that they found out, because the public is getting really tired of media hijinks going on out there. Here's what they say in the poll. A third of the public are willing to have the courts fine the news media for biased or inaccurate reporting. Somewhat fewer would let the courts shut down media outlets altogether. Republicans are more likely than the public overall to favor such options. More than half of Republicans are in favor of fining news outlets for biased or wrong reporting, and 45% approve of them being shut down by the courts for having inaccurate or biased news story. Did you ever think you'd hear that? But it's true. I mean, people are just getting tired of the whole thing. And, again, overall, 34% of Americans would favor courts fining news outlets for their bad reporting, and another 28% would favor the courts shutting down news outlets altogether for these biased or inaccurate stories. And, yes, it is a First Amendment issue. It's too early in the morning to go into it, but this poll did address whether that would compromise the First Amendment by shutting down news organizations that were in error all the time. So interesting findings. I think we'll hear some more about this soon.
Sometimes in times of frustration, we have the ability to justify eating anything we want. With the craziness in politics these days, are you seeing some correlation between food and politics?
Yes, there is a role for comfort food in our day and age when we have all these crazy politics going on. And it is 24/7 and it is nonstop, and people don't know whether to laugh, cry, or just leave the room most of the time. But let's talk about the fact that comfort food as a kind of therapy for weird politics, that entered the whole narrative right after Mr. Trump was elected. In fact, one psychotherapist who's associated with the Harvard Medical School, her name is Jean Fain, and she advised all of the Democrats who were suffering from post-election grief, this is after Mr. Trump was elected, to go in the kitchen and make muffins. And she even gave a recipe for the muffins. They had, you know, banana and nuts and oatmeal and everything else in them. But this is what the psychotherapist had to say. She said that muffin making as a meditative practice is a reliable source of comfort and hope. Okay, so we've had this kind of comfort food connection in politics going on for a couple of months. Well, it's turned up again. And yet another psychologist, a gentleman is named Glenn Livingston, and he figured out that these days, actually, crunchy, salty, fatty things are preferred now by people who need chip therapy than sweet things. This is what he found out. 35% of Americans say they must overeat on chips, pretzels, and salty snacks, as compared to 18% who want something sweet and sugary. Only 11% of us want chocolate when we need this comfort food fix. 10% want cheese, and 11% like bread and flour products. I'm kind of a spaghetti person myself, but anyway, people who binge on salty, crunchy snacks tend to be experiencing more stress at work. People who struggle with chocolate are more likely to be feeling lonely and heartbroken. And people who overeat bread and pasta can be very stressed at home. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that's what Mr. Livingston has to say. He is the author of the new book called Never Binge Again. If you want to look at some of his ideas, go to neverbingeagain.com. And that's your comfort food bulletin for today, Rick.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. You can follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Rick.
6:46 now on the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather.
As is usually the case this morning, Rick, with wet roads, we've got some accidents. From the Anid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads, Beltway Outer Loop just before Connecticut, that's exit 33. We've got only one right lane getting by because of this crash. Beltway Inner Loop just before Kenilworth, two left lanes are blocked. The two right lanes are moving through. That's a work zone that they've got out there. Through Maryland, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, southbound around New York Avenue. Watch for police directing you around a crash. In Virginia, I-95 southbound just before Backlick. We've got one right lane taken out with this crash. 66 westbound just before Nutley Street. That's exit 62. Same here, just one right lane taken out. They're working on getting that pushed over to the shoulder now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is still damp outside around the Washington area. We have showers expected today with a high temperature only to 73, 60% chance of precipitation. Kind of breezy. Winds up to 17 miles an hour. Tomorrow, though, perfect. Sunshine, high of 82 with very little chance of precipitation through Tuesday. More sunshine Monday, high 86, and a little warmer on Tuesday with a high of 88. Outside in Washington, 70 degrees, heading up to 73 this afternoon, 6:47, Saturday morning update.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
Are you tired of feeling insecure about those stretch marks that just won't go away? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, proud to introduce Novara from Chamonix, a breakthrough scientific formula to eliminate the appearance of stretch marks and cellulite. Yes, even the ones you've had for years where nothing else worked. Novara uses brand new intense slim technology, caffeine, hyaluronic acid, and the world-famous Chamonix proprietary base to target the tightness, tone, moisture, and even the very color of cellulite and stretch marks. And yes, Novara works for men and women. Yeah, guys, you have this problem sometimes. It's time to get your confidence back on the beach, around friends, and most importantly, in your own mirror. You're a couple weeks away from having no stretch marks or cellulite in sight, guaranteed, or your money back. Call now. Try Novara risk-free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll get the new Novara Ultra Sculpting Cream, especially for firming skin on your belly and thighs. New amazing science from Chamonix, absolutely risk-free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. I wonder what you think.
This issue really, really riles me up.
What makes you guys right all the time?
You are spot on.
I agree with everything that last caller said.
That's correct.
Well, that's good to hear.
I have no problem with that.
Am I wrong to say?
Make your case. Make it proudly. Make it boldly.
Your show is unbelievably fabulous.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We just talk about it.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and President Trump up in Suffolk County, New York yesterday, and he was up there talking about the initiative against MS-13. That's an area where there had been gang violence, and unfortunately the whole MS-13 story has been overshadowed the past 48 hours with, of course, the changes at the White House and the chief of staff. But the president was in Suffolk County, New York, and they've had 17 murders allegedly committed by MS-13 in that area. And one of them was that fatal attack that I'm sure you've heard about. Two teenage girls attacked with machetes and baseball bats. And Donald Trump up there yesterday, and this is just the tone of the president's energy and his drive to enforce the law and to eradicate MS-13.
It is the policy of this administration to dismantle, decimate, and eradicate MS-13. We will find you, we will arrest you, we will jail you, and we will deport you.
Strong words from President Trump, Suffolk County yesterday, and he continued.
They like to knife them and cut them. And let them die slowly, because that way it's more painful and they enjoy watching that much more. These are animals.
Strong, strong language from the president. Now, he went on, and of course, this one has prompted some reaction from folks around the country.
Please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
So he's talking about the police when they apprehend an MS-13 suspect. And play it one more time, because this prompted reaction from people around the country, including the police department up there.
Please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
Well, the Suffolk County Police Department, where he was yesterday, says it has strict rules and procedures for how prisoners should be handled. It says violations of those rules and procedures are treated extremely seriously. The police department added, we do not and will not tolerate roughing up of prisoners. And they released that statement after the president's comment that you just heard. And well, we all know Trump. We all know Trump. We've heard a lot about the Senate debate and how it has stalled. You know, after 7 years of talking about repeal and replace, still can't get anything done. We're going to get into that with John Gizzi. He is, of course, the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll talk with John about that coming up right after 7 o'clock. Also in the 7 o'clock hour, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is going to join us, and we're going to talk with Tony more about these MS-13 enforcement efforts and the origins of MS-13 and the relationship of El Salvador and all of this. Also, we heard about the North Korea missile launch. Well, Japan's very upset about it. Russia is responding to the congressional sanctions. Russia saying now that they're going to impose sanctions on the U.S., and we're going to talk to Tony Shaffer about that. White House saying last night that President Trump will sign that legislation implementing tough new financial sanctions against Russia. You've heard about those debated on Capitol Hill and legislation coming through the Congress. The White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement last night that Trump read early drafts of the bill. He negotiated regarding critical elements of it. She says the president has, quote, reviewed the final version and based on its responsiveness to his negotiations, approves the bill and intends to sign it. That legislation, including language that bars President Trump from easing or waiving the additional penalties on Russia unless the Congress agrees, also imposes financial sanctions against Iran and North Korea. And as we mentioned, Moscow responding by ordering a reduction in the number of U.S. diplomats in Russia and taking other sanctions. And they're actually closing the U.S. Embassy's recreation retreat. Closing the playground. 6:55, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5959 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5959.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Everybody get up.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL, and we saw the dramatic return of John McCain to Washington, gave the GOP health care repeal bill new life when he cast that deciding vote, and it extended the debate a few more days, but then it was the late-night political drama, and, you know, 1:29 a.m. in the morning, a 51-49 Senate vote on the repeal of Obamacare. And it was a thumbs down from John McCain. The final no vote killed that entire initiative and denied President Trump the needed win of the week. But again, as we've mentioned, and we'll talk with John Gizzi about this, is what does the future hold? Is it over? Are we stuck with Obamacare for the next 10 years or not? Well, I don't think so. Republicans heading back to the drawing board. And we're going to talk in detail with John Gizzi about that coming up momentarily. And another quick note for you, you know, Attorney General Sessions taking the gas recently from the president. But what I think is interesting is he hasn't been fired. And I just have a sense that Trump likely will stick with him, but clearly expressing his frustrations. We're going to talk more about the MS-13 street gang initiative that the president has undertaken. But Attorney General Sessions in El Salvador, working with the El Salvadoran government on that. So Attorney General Sessions has weathered this so far. He was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, actually down in El Salvador. And we're going to see if he survives this recent pressure from President Trump. But Jeff Sessions seems eager to continue and doesn't show any sign of resigning. The news is next with Steve Burns, then back with John Gizzi from Newsmax right here on WMAL.
WMAL at Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.